This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense. And as I mentioned, SA Innovation Week 2026 is observed from 16 to 20 March. This is South Africa's first National Innovation Week, uniting innovators, investors, corporates, researchers, and policymakers. SA Innovation Week creates, real opportunities for funding, partnerships, market access, and growing ideas into businesses. Now, joining me on the line right now is the Chief Executive Officer for the SA Innovation Summit, Mr. Buntu Majaja. Good afternoon. Good sir, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. I am grateful and blessed. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm blessed, my brother. Thank you so much, great sir, for taking your time to join us on the show, also to give us information on this beautiful week, right? So I need us to get straight into it. Now, this week, the 16th to 20th of March is noted as SA Innovation Week. What is the strategic importance of SA Innovation Week?
Thanks for that, and a good afternoon to your listeners. I think what we do need to realize are two things that are happening. One is that globally, technology is touching everyone's lives and is upending industry. Mm-hmm. When we say upending industries, it means that we don't know whether lawyers will still have jobs in 5 years' time. Mm. We do not know whether a doctor will still be just a doctor or there will be a doctor plus and. Mm. We don't know what are the jobs of the future. Mm. And no one knows. That's the first thing. Secondly, as a country, we have an average age of 28 years old in this country. It means that half of the people are younger than 28. It means that more than half of the people are young people, and we have the highest youth unemployment in the world. Mm. And the solution to that, the question to that is, then what other jobs? We need to connect this with the unemployment with the real jobs, not of today, but of tomorrow. Mm. So that's what we're coming here to figure out together as a country. Mm. Is when we look at all of these angles as a big business from your big telecoms, for example, the banks,
yeah,
to public sector, the government, the national departments, the municipalities, the universities are here, the CETAs are here, and all the innovators that are solving real problems that they're facing. It's for us to somewhere figure out how we move forward in our corners, while also moving forward the country, and that's what innovation is going to be about, us doing things radically different to solve real problems, such as these two things that I've just mentioned.
Most definitely. Now, I mean, speaking of that, how does SA Innovation Week, align with South Africa's innovation priorities?
That's a great one, because many of us, and I mean us, I really mean everyday people, do not wake up and think, oh, there's a 2030 roadmap which has been worked on by brilliant minds of the country from everywhere. Mm. And it talks about how we're going to solve unemployment. And one of the things there is technology, innovation, science. If we don't wake up and think, oh, there's a decadal plan by the Department of Science and Technology as leadership, saying where they've consulted everyone and put together this, how are we going to use science and technology in order to solve everyday problems such as water, such as electricity, and so on, and more beyond unemployment. So these are plans I'm speaking to as strategic priorities that looked at the world, looked at where South Africa sits, looked at what we have, where we are brilliant, where we are not brilliant, where we have centers of excellence, and they gave us strategy. And today, this week, are the days where we want to wake up as people that are building solutions, as people that are taking digital technologies to market, people that are transforming industries, technologically, you know, building industries, whether that's as an industry pioneer in banking and finance or in data centers. For us to wake up today and say, how then do we connect what we are doing in our corners and connect it to these national strategies? Mm-hmm. So it's to understand them, it's to understand each other, and think about that as we're working on our corner. So it's deeply aligned to these strategic priorities in how it's designed, who it's put together, and the conversations that are happening across the stages and how the networking is being set up.
Now, speaking of this, you know, SA Innovation Week, who are the partners that we have within the week?
Thanks for that, because the strategic priorities are, I mentioned the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation, which is the national department mandated with innovation, which cuts across. Mm. But of course, it cuts across, and there's many other partners that then are involved from different areas and sectors of government, but also public sector. So we've got the FITAs here. These are the sector training authorities and education training authorities. They're looking at what kind of skills of the future we need to build national innovation capacity. We've got partners such as the Technology Innovation Agency, which is the championing institution of this. Mm. That's an agency of the DSTI. That's the partner we've partnered with as the S Innovation Summit, which is an early stage startup and innovation platform that we've been hosting, bringing together particularly the deal-making aspect of this. And there's other partners that would, you know, go from names in private sector and public sector. So we've got GrowVest, we've got Innovation Trust, or Innovator Trust, there's CDI Capital, et cetera, and so on. But they're all available on our website at innovation.com.
All right. Now, this is something that actually interested me. You know, how will, you know, the SA Innovation Week connect with innovators and entrepreneurs throughout the provinces of South Africa, not just in Johannesburg?
Yeah, that's a great point, because this is what we are fundamentally embedding in the concept of Innovation Week, is that it's a national week, and that it isn't an event. Mm. It isn't a conference. It's a movement. And so it is important that there's this activation that were happening in Limpopo, in KZN, open days of innovation labs there, hackathons happening, and so on. And just to talk about innovation, what it means, and how, if you are solving an a problem innovatively, how you can move that forward, what are your goals, and so on. Mm. And then these days, today and tomorrow and the rest of the week, are the culmination days, where all the participants and representatives from these activation and build-up ecosystem activities in the country are now here in NASREC. And it's a packed house. The vibe was incredible this morning. Mm. The opening from the deputy minister and a very powerful session by the chair of TIA, the CEO of Cassava Technologies, and Empire Foundation, and a close to Nobel Prize winning professor, talking about tech sovereignty and how we want to buy local innovations, want to build local innovations, and that's how we're actually going to connect the job story.
Sounds so interesting. But what opportunities, you know, exist here for startups seeking funding or market access?
It's a great one. We've got pitching sessions to banks. We've got pitching sessions to telecoms, where you can say, I'm selling to corporate, I'm selling to industry. Mm. We've also got an SBRI colloquium. What that really means is, how do we get rid of the red tape for governments to buy from startups? That's a full-day workshop with the key stakeholders, like SALGA, who is the authority on opening up market access from public sector, because that is how you build industry. It's public sector being a key buyer of new technologies and new innovations and so on. And so, you know, in there are innovators saying, what are the bottlenecks? And we were just having conversations now about a startup that was pitching something very close to this 2026, which is election year. And they were talking to the IEC and how the IEC is now actually taking up their solution. The other one is how the city of Johannesburg has just taken up a solution due to the water crisis. So they were sharing their playbook on how they've managed to solve problems through public sector market access opportunities. So those are happening here. Those discussions are happening here. Further to that, then pitching to investors. I mentioned some of the funders already. There's close to 80 investors, VCs, just VCs that are here looking for deals. And they're going around looking at the expos, having meetings on the app, and then, of course, in the pitching sessions, hopefully turning into some boardroom pitching sessions as well. Mm. Of course, it's only a start here, and it takes some time for those to develop, but that's what the platform is intended to do. You meet someone you might not bump into when you're you know, taking your kids to school or on your way to your office or even shopping for your groceries.
Most definitely. I mean, I know we touched base on the partners, but are there any significant partnerships or initiatives being launched at the SA Innovation Week?
Well, I mentioned Take A Lot is here. They are launching together with the Technology Innovation Agency, a SASE and Township Manufacturing Program. Mm. That's going to be market access. That's going to be funding.
Okay.
So there's a whole host of these that are happening on the stages, maybe three times, four times a day. We stop the stages and there's an announcement of such thing. The other one that I'm very excited about is close to R500 million of funds of funds.
Wow.
Partnership between SEDFA and the Technology Innovation Agency that's going to say, if you are an investor, if you are an emerging fund manager, and you know the space and you know the pipeline, we need your help to deploy this R500 million. Get involved and let us ensure that there's liquidity in the system, that there's cash in the system.
Yes.
So that's happening tomorrow. Again, a partnership between the Technology Innovation Agency and SEDFA, the small Enterprise Development and Finance Agency of DSPD, or Department of Small Business and Development.
Wow, amazing. Now, what does success look like at the end of the SA Innovation Week?
Success for us, my good sir, is that these deals materialize. Mm. Of course, these announcements are exciting. They bring attention and awareness to the strategic priorities we spoke about. This conversation is important to bring awareness. But ultimately, 2, 3, 6 months down the line, the conversations must materialize into ink on paper, which is then essentially going to be saying to us, at the S Innovation Week brought together R500 million of innovation funding. It added, for example, $20 million of innovation funding to our country's R&D sector, or our research, development, and innovation sector. Mm-hmm. And those are things that we need to be tracking. This is the start of the work. That's what the movement means, that we hold each other accountable and we continue to track those. And next year when we come back here, we build on top of that.
Most definitely.
We have something to build on top.
And speaking of which, Mr. Majaja, I mean, we spoke, you know, about connecting with innovators and entrepreneurs throughout other provinces through activations and whatnot. But can we expect, you know, SA Innovation Week to expand or develop further in the coming years?
Please repeat that. It cut a little bit towards the end.
No, I was saying that, can we expect SA Innovation Week to expand or develop further in the coming years?
Absolutely. The minister has expressed or strongly expressed that a week is too short. It should be a month. So next year, we want to be bigger, both in what's happening here, the conversations we are having now, but also in the announcements and deals and commitments that will be made. So all I can say is watch this space, get involved, go in innovationweek.co.za and join the movement.
Most definitely. Mr. Majaja, thank you so much for making time to join us on the show and sharing light on this important information through the SA Innovation Week. We really, really do appreciate it. And we cannot wait till those activations kickstart, even in our province here in Limpopo. We really, really can't wait for that. So thank you so much, sir, once again.
Thank you very much, sir. Take care and enjoy just a good day. Thanks for your listeners' time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.